Attention wrestling fans, if you're ready to get pumped up for some great Saturday morning wrestling action, then look no further, because you're in the right place. Join all your favorite wrestlers with Dustin Five Star and Memphis Wrestling each and every Friday night at 11 p.m. And if you're not able to watch it on Friday night, you can watch the rerun version on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. only on Action News 5 Plus. Be there. We are Memphis Wrestling.
Watch out.
Good show, Lariat! In the fans! On the floor! Wait a second, what is that? A fan has just attacked! Crossed Spike Anthony!
I knew it wasn't a fan!
Anthony has just cost Memphis Muscle and the Gut Show the tag team titles!
And new Memphis Wrestling tag team champions!
You out here?
I can tell it's your birthday because you look kind of old.
No. Oh, yeah, I hear some disrespect from these men.
He doesn't look that old.
What's this?
Listen, you guys come out here. Memphis is already fat enough as it is, and you're going to come out here with cake? More fat people food? Come on, Dustin. I mean, you've been letting yourself go over the past few months. And, I mean, look at you. You're even worse than him. So, what are we doing here with this cake? Come on now, we've got a great state of obesity here.
Now hold on a second, we're not going to let you disparage the great fans of Memphis Wrestling any longer.
You know what, Dustin, I've got a pretty good idea. Brian's in his wrestling gear, I'm in mine.
You want to talk about the way I look and how I'm fat? Well, I like cheeseburgers, okay? We're going to have a match today, and I'm going to whoop you. One-on-one today, Brad Skimmelhorn versus Ryan Whitbrand. What do you say, Ryan?
You think you're funny, Brad? That's okay, because you're going to get a remarkable butt-kicking tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, one-on-one today, on my birthday, Brad Skimmelhorn versus Ryan Rembrandt.
Before I go, everybody in here, tell Dustin Starr happy birthday on three. One, two, three, happy birthday!
Thank you, man. We'll be back. Don't you dare go away.
Genesis, we told you. We gave you fair warning, didn't we? What would happen if the goddess got involved in my match with you? And guess what she did? And guess what? She found out who Maddie the American Baddie is. And it's funny, Jason, when the scales were balanced and the table was turned, the book of Genesis was a couple chapters short. Tell him, Maddie.
Goddess, women like you give women like me a bad name in professional wrestling. Too scared to step in the ring and too vain to step out of the spotlight. You're only happy when people are watching you. Well, I'm tired of watching you. I'm tired of watching you take advantage of the people I respect. Trace Lee Hunt and Jason Genesis have a score to settle, and you will stay out of it. Because if you don't, you're going to find out why I am the top bae in the USA.
We'll see you real soon, pals.
Following contest is our open bout.
15 to 12, the best of the best with the sheep. You can choose from a great and a great
team. To cover the subject of the best of the best.
The best of the best.
I know, I'm gonna have to hear that all episode long.
No, it's all right. I don't know how many more I'm going to have. Don't look at me like that. I don't know.
Probably a lot more than what you think.
We're here for a good time, not for a long time, but we have one on one action.
And introducing next, his opponent, accompanied by the Hollywood Flint from Miami, Florida, weighing in at 215 pounds, Vicious
and Golden Cage here. Both men are out, even though Van is going one-on-one with Austin Lane, and you saw what happened last week when they attacked Ray Sanders after he quit the Hollywood Click. Derek King was able to be a helping hand, and today Derek King, the king of Memphis Wrestling, goes one-on-one with Colton Cage. But right now it's one-on-one. Austin Lane, best of the best, versus Van Vicious. And get this, Maria.
Yeah.
Hollywood Jimmy Playlock is still suspended from Memphis Wrestling.
Can't say we've really missed him.
Oh, I can tell you, I haven't missed him one single bit. My job's been a lot easier. Van Vicious always has a problem with the fans of Memphis Wrestling. And here we are, one-on-one. Last time we saw Austin Lane, he was laying the wood to Matt Williams in a bull rope match. Came out victorious there as his former best friend. The fans are really getting under the skin of Van Vicious.
Clearly, he shouldn't be so thin-skinned.
Fans, don't you dare go away. The action will continue on the other side.
Two Sonic Chop House cheeseburgers coming up.
Adding the crispy onions.
Spreading the Chop House aioli.
Sonic Chop House Cheeseburger, ready for pickup.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. Join us tomorrow at the Wrestle Center for our Memphis Wrestling Halloween Spooktacular, featuring vampire warrior Gangrel, the monstrous Cruel, and the debut of the Warwolf. Advance tickets available at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Thursday, November 3rd, Memphis Wrestling is coming to New Albany, Mississippi. Get tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Van Vicious having his way with Austin Lane at this point, and had through the entire commercial break in between double bicep poses.
Typical.
Oh, what a neck breaker from Van Vicious, and he stacked Austin Lane up. Oh, he's going to hit him with his foot. There is no way. I'm surprised he got a one. Chin lock applied by Van Vicious. As you can see, Van is in tip-top physical condition. Very strong individual. You don't want to have him trying to pull your head off. Austin Lane. Hey, wait a second. The referee saw that all along, and I don't know what he's doing. But Austin has taken care of Colton on the floor here. Is that a DDT? Looked like Austin was attempting a spear into a DDT. Cover. Two count. Almost picked up the victory, and that would have been an assist from Colton Cage on the floor, even though he ate a knuckle sandwich. Big standing suplex from Van Vicious. You know, it's interesting to see that Colton Cage and Van Vicious are still working extremely close together, even though
they're hoping that suspension is going to get lifted soon. I don't know how much longer they can last together. It's almost like DDT and Chalance tagging together.
They were hoping that Jimmy wouldn't get suspended at all.
Well, no.
My lovely Maria, ladies and gentlemen. And here behind the referee's back.
You know, Dustin, I'm tired of you telling me what I can and cannot say.
It's not me telling you what you can and cannot say. It's the FCC. It's the television.
If the FCC won't let me be, then...
What? There's another cover. He almost pinned Austin Lane with his foot on his chest. Of course, after Colton lays the beat down on him on the floor. Austin getting the fans behind him as he's hoisted by his hair and being punched right in the face. Kick to the knee, sends Van down, and what a knee to the face. Austin pulling that knee pad down. Pop up. Look at the strength. Big power slam from Van Vicious. That should do it. Should Van not going for the cover? Oh, lackadaisical pin. And a kick out. Van Vicious thinking he's going to pin the best of the best.
Don't be too confident, Van Vicious.
Definitely overconfident, and I guess he has every right to be with Colton Cage on the floor, cheating back and forth. Van Vicious stalking Austin Lane now. Van Vicious all the way to the top rope. But he's caught! Atomic drop! Van Vicious is landing! Not too good on that one! Inverted atomic drop! Knee placed very conveniently on Van Vicious.
Well, you know, it could be shenanigans. It didn't look like it, but you never know.
Atomic drop. Van Vicious is struggling after that off the top rope. Big knee from Austin Lane. Austin trying to hook the STF. He has finished opponents with this before. Ask it if he gives up. Right here in your living room, folks. David Knight. Checking to see, and Van has escaped here. Watch out. You're not safe on the floor when Austin Lane is in the house. Tope Suicida takes out both Colton and Van. Watch out, Lewis. Welcome back, by the way. They're going to land in your lap out there. Austin immediately gets Van back in the ring. Looking at a crossface. There's the crossface. Wait a minute. Colton's getting in the ring. Wait a second, fans. What is this all about? That's Big Jack. Big Jack. Attacking Austin Lane. And there's Money Mark. You know what that means.
Somebody paid somebody.
Oh, my goodness. Death Valley Driver right into his neck. Big Jack has done the damage. Money Mark is here with him. Money Mark yelling, he's saying there was a lot of money involved here. Van Vicious is totally confused. He has no idea what's going on. There's the cover.
He may not know, but he's here for it.
And that's it. All thanks to Big Jack.
Here's your winner, Van Vicious.
Holy moly. What a scene, and why? Wait a second here. Matt Williams out here with a lot of money. Matt Williams doing business with Money Mark. Fans, don't go away. Brad Skittlehorn and Ryan Rembrandt are next. Disgusting.
Memphis Wrestling is Body Slamming October. Join us tomorrow, October 23rd, for our Halloween Spooktacular, featuring WWE legend Gangrel, the Monster Cruel, and the debut of the Warwolf. Plus, you can enter the Memphis Wrestling Halloween Contest, so wear your best. Sunday, October 30th, live, Memphis Wrestling returns to David Buster's. Wear your best Halloween costume and enjoy free Memphis Wrestling. Thursday, November 3rd, Memphis Wrestling is coming to Engelmar Attendance Center in New Albany, Mississippi. Featuring hometown boys, Big John Dalton, and The Gun Show. Plus, the stars of Memphis Wrestling. This championship community event will raise money for the Engelmar baseball team. Sunday, November 13th, join us at the Wrestle Center for our live TV taping as we are on the road to hardcore holidays. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. 96X is envy. 96X is alternative. 96X is Memphis. And this is the 96X Insult of the Week.
You want to know why I do what I do? It's because I can and because I want to. As far as you go, Pops, I'm going to tell you one time. You rock with the problem child, or you keep choosing Zay's side and end up in the bed next to Dan.
Listen live anywhere in the world at 96xmemphis.com. Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Free Memphis Wrestling returns to Dave & Buster's on Sunday, October 30th at 2 p.m. Costume contest, ticket giveaways, free games, and live Memphis Wrestling. That's Dave & Buster's Memphis. Thursday, November 3rd, Memphis Wrestling is coming to New Albany, Mississippi. Get tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. Following contest is scheduled for one fall, making his winner ring from Hoxie, Arkansas.
Better not leave me hanging.
170 pounds, Brad Skimmerhorn.
Welcome back, Brad Skimmerhorn. Stinkerhorn, Winterhorn, whatever you want to call him. He's all alone today. His brother
fire, not cleared to compete. Uncle Mikey, not sure where he is. But Brad, looking to get the Skimmerhorns back to their winning ways.
On my birthday.
And introducing next, his opponent,
oh boy,
from Fayetteville, North Carolina, weighing in at 185 pounds, remarkable Ryan Rimmer.
Ryan Rimmer had to pull anybody to hold that mirror for him just so he could look at himself. Came out here earlier making fun of people that eat birthday cakes, saying they're fat, and I've let myself go.
You know, Brad said he liked cheeseburgers earlier, and I also like
cheeseburgers. I like cheeseburgers as well. Shout out to Sonic Drive-Thru. Sonic, I love it. Let me go get one of those immediately following this show. My birthday.
Whatever you want.
And we're celebrating Halloween tomorrow right here at the Wrestle Center. It's the Halloween Spooktacular. Tomorrow. Reserve your seat right now. Gangrel will be here along with Mads Kruger, the War Wolf. We've seen his promos throughout the weeks. Can't wait to see him in action. Although I am a little bit scared of it. Bell rings. We're underway. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. That's our Halloween Spooktacular. Wait to see all the costumes next week here on Memphis Wrestling. Collar and elbow tie up, followed by a standing side headlock from remarkable Ryan Rembrandt. Brad Skimmerhorn feels like he has something to prove here, especially after what Ryan said about the fans of Memphis Wrestling and, quite frankly, Brad's physique and my physique too.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with either of your physiques.
No, I look pretty good for 50.
If he thinks...
Brad, with a 50 on that cake. Get out of here.
Uncle Mikey must have told him that you were 50.
Or maybe that's just the math from Hoxie.
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Side headlock from Brad Skimmerhorn. He is one-third of the Memphis Trios champions. And, of course, our Memphis Trios tournament is coming up very, very soon. But... Ryan Rembrandt, boy. Smacking Brad in the head. And there's a big right hand. Big punch right to the face. Sends Ryan to the mat. Flying shoulder tackle. Brad Skimmerhorn with another. And a drop kick from Brad. Brad tried to do something nice here today. Instead, Ryan Rembrandt tries to spoil it, and here we go. Brad chasing Ryan. What's Ryan running for? Thought he wanted this fight.
He's a coward.
Big boot to the gut, or should I say the abs?
Yeah, what gut?
Oh, my gosh, what a shot there. Brad was just thrown right into the turnbuckle pad. Underneath that thin pad is steel cables. As we've seen, still hurts like nothing else. As Ryan takes over, he's in control. So we're going to miss. Brad with a crossbody. One, two. Near fall there from Brad Skimmerhorn. Taken down by a big elbow from remarkable Ryan Rembrandt. Two count once again. Ryan is close. Ryan Rembrandt in control. Fans, don't forget Derek the King. Still to come, one-on-one with Colton Cage. The walking red flag, if you will. Colton Cage. Also, our main event, triple threat for the Memphis Heritage Championship. One, two, near fall here. Mike Anthony defends against AEW superstar, the premier athlete, Tony Nese, and the number one contender, Will Alday. That's happening right here today in our main event. Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt goes low to the midsection once again. Ryan with an Irish whip. It's reversed. Ryan goes for the roll through. Nobody home. Here comes B-Rad. Couple of clotheslines. DDT from Ryan
on Ryan Rembrandt.
Here comes Brad measuring Ryan Rembrandt. Big shoulder block. Fans are letting Brad hear it. Double knees right to the face. That could be it. The cover. One, two. Ryan kicks out. The match continues. All right, Maria, you make the call. Who you got?
I'm going with Brad.
I think Brad should win because it's here on my birthday. I feel like he's fighting on my behalf, but there you go.
I mean, I am missing Uncle Mikey, though. And Briar.
Wait a second. Looks like Brad blocks that. Again, reversed by Ryan. Turns it into a suplex. Almost a brain buster of sorts there. Two count or three. That was a two. That was really, really close, fans. Once again, you notice that the ropes are pink for the month of October. You want to join us next Friday, October the 28th, at Horseshoe Casino for Battle of the Brawls. I will be hosting, and all the proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society. Big stunner! Off the middle rope! Cover! Two! Almost got him!
One of my favorite events of the year, Dustin.
Mine too. Brad Skimmahorn. Catching his breath here. What does he have to do to put Ryan Rembrandt out? Wait a second, just tossed a chain and an eye rake from Ryan Rembrandt. An eye rake and then he hits him. Wait a second. And that's it. Cheap victory.
Here is your winner, Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt.
Remarkable Ryan Rembrandt is the victor here today, and I hate it. Let's take a look back at the action on Instant Replay, brought to you by Memphis Wrestling Live. Our Memphis Wrestling Halloween Spooktacular is tomorrow, October the 23rd. Get your tickets at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com, but beware. The vampire warrior Gangrel and Mads Kruger bring unimaginable horror to Memphis Wrestling. Fans, don't go away. Derek the King is up next.
Memphis Wrestling is body slamming October. Join us tomorrow, October 23rd, for our Halloween Spooktacular featuring WWE legend Gangrel, the Monster Cruel, and the debut of the Warwolf. Plus, you can enter the Memphis Wrestling Halloween contest, so wear your best. Sunday, October 30th, live Memphis Wrestling returns to Dave & Buster's. Wear your best Halloween costume and enjoy free Memphis Wrestling. Thursday, November 3rd, Memphis Wrestling is coming to Engelmar Attendance Center in New Albany, Mississippi. Featuring hometown boys, Big John Dalton, and The Gun Show. Plus, the stars of Memphis Wrestling. This championship community event will raise money for the Engelmar baseball team. Sunday, November 13th, join us at the Wrestle Center for our live TV taping as we are on the road to hardcore holidays. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours right now at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Two Sonic Chop House cheeseburgers coming up.
Adding the crispy onions.
Spreading the Chop House aioli.
Sonic Chop House cheeseburger, ready for pickup.
We aren't just here to see patients. We're here to help people walk out our doors, whether it's life-saving trauma care, advancing oncology treatment, or helping patients reclaim their independence. We're always here for you. Regional One Health, specializing in tomorrows.
Is your roof suffering from wind and storm damage? Call Anthony, your insurance specialist at Southern Roofing and Renovations. He'll do the fighting for you. 901-672-1292. Join us tomorrow at the Wrestle Center for our Memphis Wrestling Halloween Spooktacular, featuring vampire warrior Gangrel, the monstrous Cruel, and the debut of the Warwolf. Advance tickets available at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com.
Follow me, contest is scheduled for one fall. I'm willing to win the ring. From Orlando, Florida, weighing in 200 pounds, Casanova Cote Kane.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. You saw what happened last week with Ray Sanders and Derek King involving Colton Cage and Van Vicious. We saw Van earlier, and now it's one-on-one, a legend, Colton Cage and Derek the King.
And introducing next, his opponent from Memphis, Tennessee, weighing in at 200 pounds, Derek the King!
The King of Memphis Wrestling is here, and it's Derek the King! Over the last several weeks, DK has made the rounds at the Dyer County Fair, the West Tennessee State Fair, the Orange Mound Parade. DK is all
over the place, and today he's going one-on-one with Colton Cage, and boy, is there a lot of history here, especially with Ray Sanders quitting the Hollywood Clique, throwing the gold and black stripes away and siding with his trainer, Derek King.
Good for him.
Definitely good for him. Finally.
Teddy Long convinced him to be a good person.
Holla, holla, Hall of Famer Teddy Long came to town, laid down the law, and changed the landscape of Memphis wrestling. That's for sure. Bell rings, we're underway, and I'm going to want to see nothing more on my birthday than Derek King punching Colton Cage's lights out.
Man,
here we go.
I can think of better birthday wishes, but...
Well, we'll get to those later, man.
If that's what you want, Dustin.
This is a family program. Right now, I'll be content. Oh, boy. And a headlock from DK. Hey, you give Derek an inch and he's going to take a mile, that's for sure. Here we go. Shoots him off. Big shoulder tackle from the King. You better watch out with Van on the floor there. Big hip toss. No, sir. Reversed by DK. Right into a knuckle sandwich. Derek the King is here to fight today. He couldn't wait to get his hands on Colton. Fans, we can rewind and tell you the whole story about how the Hollywood Clique basically robbed Derek the King into joining the clique.
Mm-hmm.
Crooked referee Ray Sanders, the whole nine yards. You go back and watch it in full at youtube.com/championship wrestling. But the bottom line is that Ray has quit the clique. And DK's got his back, and that's how this match all came about on Memphis Wrestling.
Tons of history here in this ring right now.
Comes in the hard way, Colton Cage. DK has Colton right where he wants him this entire match, it seems. All the way from Bill Street, big right hand. There's the cover, one, two. And a kick out by Colton Cage. DK came to play today. And by play, I mean fight. And wait, looked like a blatant break to the eyes there from Colton Cage. He's lucky he didn't get disqualified. Big shot from Colton Cage. Just levels Derek once again. Capacity crowd here at the Wrestle Center letting Colton Cage hear it. Still to come, our big main event, triple threat match for the Memphis Heritage Championship. You will not want to miss that. Colton with a blatant choke on the ropes and behind the ref's back. Van Vicious with a shot right to the jaw on Derek King. There's a cover, very nonchalant cover. Still gets the two. Is that two or three? DK just barely kicked out of that one.
another big shot. Colton Cage has been so impressive in singles competition. Won the Shark Boy Open Invitation Battle Royal. Fought for the Memphis Wrestling Internet Championship. Former Memphis Trios Champion. But here comes Derek the King of Memphis Wrestling, calling for a super kick. Wait a second, look at Van. Van's got the boot. Referee sees it, rings the bell. That is a disqualification. And here we go again. Super kick! DK plants Colton. They're saying one more. One more. Ducks. Super kick. DK. A pair of super kicks. And there's your winner. And wait just a second. It was by disqualification. But now the attack is on. Van Vicious and Colton Cage absolutely tap dancing all over DK. But here comes Ray Sanders. Pulls Van off. Here we go, face to face. Ray Sanders with a big shot. And another one. Ray Sanders has Derek King's back too. Derek King, Ray Sanders, teaming up. Double shoot. And it's a good thing they escaped. Fans, it looks like we've got the team of Ray Sanders and Derek King. Fans, don't go away. We're going to try to get a word with DK and Ray when we return.
Join us tomorrow at the Wrestle Center for our Memphis Wrestling Halloween Spooktacular, featuring vampire warrior Gangrel, the monstrous Cruel, and the debut of the Warwolf. Advance tickets available at championshipwrestlingmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com. Comics, comics, kapow comics! It's the place for comic books, retro games, classic memorabilia, and more. Kapow Comics, 501-834-5769. Are you looking for a fun, interactive, action-packed way to raise money for your school fundraiser, special event, or nonprofit? Tag team with Memphis Wrestling. Call now at 901-729-6353.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Looks like we've got a new team here. Ray Sanders, Derek King. Congratulations on the victory today, DK.
Listen, I just want to say this in real short and sweet. Hollywood Cliff's been running Rush Hour for a long time. It's 2-on-1, 3-on-2. It's always the odds against the even here. But today, there's a new tag team format. And today, Ray Sanders and Derek King are going to take care of everything that Hollywood Jimmy ever stood for, and that's a promise.
Ladies and gentlemen, the King of Memphis Wrestling and Ray Sanders hold it down against Van Vicious and Colton Cage. Don't you dare go away. Triple threat main event coming up next. Welcome back to ringside. It is main event time here on Memphis Wrestling. And that guy right there is the number one contender to the Memphis Wrestling Heritage Championship. It's Will Alday. And he's here for one reason and one reason only, and that's to become the new champ here of Memphis Wrestling. We go.
go, ladies and gentlemen. The premier athlete is here in Memphis Wrestling. Eat your heart out. The premier athlete, Tony Nese, came to Memphis Wrestling last week, mentioned the Memphis Heritage Championship, and of course, Mike Anthony quickly came out, and all this transpired so quickly. Triple threat match, main event, Memphis Wrestling, AEW superstar Tony Nese is here. What do you think of that, Maria?
Heard my chuckle.
That was a good chuckle.
I'm loved by few, hated by many, but respected
and
by
there
all.
He is. The self-made savage. The genetic nightmare. The Memphis Wrestling Heritage Champion, Mike Anthony, backs down from no challenge.
Superstar, the best physique in the biz is here.
And introducing next, he is the reigning, defending Memphis Heritage Champion from Chicago, Illinois, weighing in at 222 pounds, the genetic nightmare, Mike Anthony.
No words needed. That man right there is the champion here at Memphis Wrestling. Brought this upon himself. And there it is, folks. The Memphis Wrestling Heritage Championship will be decided right here today as referee David Knight shows each competitor what they're fighting for here today. And, of course, Mike Anthony takes it back and jumps Tony Nese. Bell rings. We're officially underway. Mike Anthony. Starting off hot today. Big left-handed shot right to the forehead of Tony Nese. Oh, wait just a second. Memphis Heritage Championship delivered to the desk here as now we're playing a bit of ping pong with the champ, Mike Anthony. Double drop kick. We've seen that a time or two here at Memphis Wrestling. There's
I guess they feel that's the only way they're going to win.
Referee counted one, but I believe it was before. Big enziguri to the back of the head. Tony Nese, Will Alde. One on one here. Backflip. Lands on his feet. The action is fast paced. Oh, ducked. Tony Nese and Will Alde. So quick. Big shot from Tony. Tony.
Ah.
Backflip. What in the world am I watching?
We are watching some premier athletes.
Is this the Matrix? Tony Nese says it's his house today. Watch out! Dive over the top rope. The premier athlete is in control.
Did we find the best three dudes in shape in this whole building and put them in the ring together, Dustin?
This is what Memphis Wrestling is all about. The very best on the independent scene right here at the Wrestle Center vying for the prestigious Memphis Heritage title.
Tony Nese holding his own here. Big chop. More than holding his own here.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Big trip by Mike. Tony Nese eats the steel ring post. Just when you think you're in control, somebody else gets involved with Mike Anthony. Now, one-on-one with Will all day, and what a clothesline from the champ.
You know, Dustin, that was the thing. It was very risky of Mike to go in a three-way.
Fans, don't go away. Your main event will continue on the other side.
96X is ending. 96X is alternative. 96X is Memphis. And this is the 96X insult of the week.
You want to know why I do what I do? It's because I can and because I want to. As far as you go, Pops, I'm going to tell you one time. You rock with the problem child, or you keep choosing Zay's side and end up in the bed next to Dan.
Listen live anywhere in the world at 96xmemphis.com. The Memphis Wrestling Fan of the Week is sponsored by Orion Federal Credit Union. Check out all the ways that Orion is redefining banking at orionfcu.com.
Welcome back to Memphis Wrestling. Just in time for Mike Anthony to kick Will Alday right in the face. Standing suplex. Tony Nese still on the floor after being thrown hard into the steel turnbuckle post. Mike Anthony has an opportunity here. Big chop. But look at Will. Return fire. And again. Will Alday. Hits the corner. Look at the power of Mike Anthony. Big power slam from Mike. The cover. Tony Nese there to break it up. Not so fast. What a spinning back kick. Tony Nese, Mike Anthony. One-on-one spinning heel kick. The repertoire of Tony Nese is that of a premier athlete. And he's showing it right here in Memphis. Oh, and look at the strength once again from Mike Anthony.
I wish I had an ounce of energy that these guys have.
Fall away slam. You got to get your energy up. It's my birthday.
I know.
Like a two count right there, almost just the one.
But, I mean, Tony these Nese guys have not stopped.
Still a lot left in the tank, and check out Mike. There's the cover. Will we crown a new Memphis Wrestling Heritage Champion here today? This is our main event. Thank you for joining us wherever you're watching on Memphis Wrestling. I'm Dustin Starr. She's my Maria. Calling the action. Triple threat. Memphis Heritage title on the line. The premier athlete, Tony Nese. Will he return to AEW with the championship in tow? Look at this. Trading shots with the champ right here in the middle.
What's Will doing?
Will's on the top. Double moonsault from Will Alday. And by double, I mean he takes out both competitors.
Yep. He sure did. He landed both of those guys.
All three men are down.
I mean, high risk, high reward. You love to say that.
That is the epitome right there. High risk, high reward. Will Alday lands a moonsault on both his opponents. Two on one won't get you very far. Big flying European uppercut. Big shots. Fast paced here. Flying forearm from Will Alday. He's feeling it, folks. I'm not sure that Will's ever even been beaten here at Memphis Wrestling. That's blocked. Oh, and what a kick from Will Alday. Look out, fans! Suicide dive to the floor! This is Memphis Wrestling! All day, top rope! What an elbow drop!
champ, fans.
It was this close, Dustin. This close.
What a match! Mark it down! We'll be voting for this one in December at our awards banquet. Oh. Will Allde, back with his unique offense. Oh, look at this. Pump handle reversed. Sunset flip, roll through into a big kick to the face of Will Allde. That might be it. Oh, champ, we almost had a new champ.
I was saying this close earlier, but this time it was really this
close. Oh, what is this? What is this?
Oh,
it's Will, right on his head. Knees thrown out. 2-3.
How in the world?
Referee David Knight says it's a 2 count. Mike Anthony almost stole it, says it's a 2.
Dustin, how did
How? What a match, ladies and gentlemen. Tony Nese, Mike Anthony, toe-to-toe in the center. Big chops. Tony Nese, if I could say it, has the aggression on the level of a Mike Anthony. Once he gets started, big kick. What's coming up next as Tony Nese scaling to the top rope, but he's caught. Mike Anthony headed up there. What's gonna happen here, Maria?
I don't want to look. Just kind of scared. High risk, high reward.
This looks definitely high risk. Especially how Tony Nese is teetering on that top turnbuckle.
Hopefully the reward pays off for one of them.
Mike, all the way to the floor. Whoa. Look at that!
Jesus,
Hurricanrana from the ring apron to the top rope for Will Allde. Big super kick, Allde. One. Wait just a second. Mike Anthony swoops in. Oh, my goodness. 1, 2, 3, and that's it. Mike retains.
Hated by many, but respected by all.
Oh, my goodness. Let's take a look back at the instant replay. Brought to you by Memphis Wrestling's Halloween Spooktacular, live right here at the Wrestle Center tomorrow. Fast-paced action ends with that man right there coming out the victor. What an incredible match, and Mike Anthony proves once again just why. He's the genetic nightmare and the Memphis Heritage Champion. Mike Anthony retains. Thank you so much for joining us here on Memphis Wrestling. We are running out of time. What a match. It's Mike Anthony retains the Memphis Wrestling Heritage Championship. Whether you like it or not, I'm Dustin Starr. She's my Maria. Saying so long, everybody.